Okay, let's continue with some of the highlights of Maseches Psachim Daf Tes. The Mishnah tells us that there's no concern that maybe a chulda took the chametz from one area to another area, because were we to be worried about that, ein l'davar sof. The basic idea, as the Maharsha notes, is that there are, the first Mishnah in the Masechta told us that there are mekomos she'ein nachnisin chametz, a certain areas that chametz doesn't have to be checked for because we know there's no chametz there. Were we to be worried about the chulda taking things, so then there would be no such thing as a makom she'ein nachnisin bo chametz. That issue would not exist. However, the Maharsha notes that there might be a difference between the concern of mibayis labayis and the concern of makom lamakom within the same bayis. Effectively, what we see here in the Mishnah is that the fundamental issue is that we should be concerned for the chulda. We should really be worried that maybe the animal took the chametz. However, were we to have that concern, so then ein l'davar sof, that would be untenable. What the reason why we'd have this concern, even though ordinarily this concern is what we'd call in Yiddish very far-fetched, the reason why we'd have this concern is because since the entire halacha chametz in sura safik, so perhaps you should be choshesh for sfeikos which are even more remote than we would ordinarily be choshish for. The Gemara is medayik that our Mishnah says that we're not worried that the cholda took a piece of chametz. However, if we saw that the cholda took a piece of chametz, so then in fact we would have to be concerned. I frak the Gemara. Why don't I say that the cholda ate the chametz? We know that there's a halacha meduras akum. There's a halacha of homes of the goyim. We're concerned that even if the goy is not married, perhaps the goy had znus and there's a baby. If they lived in the house for 40 days, maybe there's a baby buried over there. So you're not allowed to go and live in the home of a goy. However, if there was a animals around, so then we assume that the animals ate whatever baby is there. So the Gemara's kasha is, how come in our situation of our Mishnah with the chametz, we say that if we would know for sure that the animal took the chametz, it would be aser, yet over there by Meduras Akum, we assume it is going to be mutter when we know that there are animals. So the Gemara has two answers. The first answer in the Gemara is that there's a difference between meat and bread, that when it comes to meat and the Rishonim, the Taisa's comment, we're talking about soft meat of a nafel. So with the meat, they definitely ate it. However, with bread, some were not concerned that they definitely ate it. The second answer in the Gemara is that the case over there in Maseches Ahalos about the Meduras Nachrim, that's dealing with a suffix. Maybe there is a baby born, maybe there wasn't a baby born. And in that situation, because we're dealing with a suffix, so we say that the suffix that the animal consumed it is enough for the suffix to be multimedia suffix. However, in our case, if we would see for sure that the Choda took the piece of bread, so then ain suffik motzi midei vaday. That's the basic answer that the Gemara develops as we go on. Now, when it comes to this din of Meduras Akum, Rashi comments that even though it's a matter of halacha, it seems Rashi paskens like the Tan Reb Shimon that Kivrei Akum are not metame ba'oihel. Nonetheless, over here we're worried about Tumas Maga and Masa. Apparently, the concern is that maybe there's going to be some nafel bone or something that you might move with your body. It's tumas maga, etc. That's the way Rashi seems to understand. The Rashash has an interesting comment where Rashash says that perhaps what we're talking about is that there are certain types of tumas oihel that have the din of tumas maga. If I am underneath the same tent as the nafel or as the mace, so then that's called ohel hamshacha. That would just be a din of tumas ohel. But mamish, if you're directly on top of it, you get an impression from the Rashash that that tumah is considered tumas maga of sorts. When you look in the Rambam, however, in Perek Yud Aleph of tumas meis, you get an impression from the Rambam that although the Rambam paskins like the Tanya Reb Shimon bar Yochai that kivrei akum are not matam ba'ohel, nonetheless, this din of Meduras Akum does apply. And the reason why this din of Meduras Akum does apply is because Meduras Akum is an entirely different din. Meduras Akum is not the regular dinim of Tumas Rather, Chazal are worried. We don't want people to move into Chutz La'aretz. So therefore we say, you know what? Maybe they're dead Goyish babies. Therefore, don't move inside. Therefore, because it's not a regular din of Tumas, so therefore the halacha only applies when your entire body goes inside. That's what the Mishnah Law comments there in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tumah. You could use this mahalach to answer Tysus's kasha. Tysus is bothered by the kasha about Kohanim, whether the din of Maduris Akum applies to Kohanim. One could suggest that maybe this halacha is not a din in regular Tumas Oihel, it's like a different din, and perhaps the halacha would not apply to Tumas Kohanim for that reason, although from the Tosis you get an impression that this is not correct. Let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara develops the idea that Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadei, therefore in the case that we know that L'choda took a piece of chametz, so therefore we do not, on the Safik, that the Cholde ate the chametz, we don't assume that's going to be mutter. The Gemara has a whole bunch of questions. What do you mean, ein safek motzi midei vadai? The halacha is that a chaver shemeis, that if a person who's careful about trumas and maestris dies, so what we assume is that the trumas and maestris were taken off. What do you mean? We know for sure it was tevel beforehand, and we're going to say that the safek that he took truma maestr off, that is moitzi from the vadai. So the Gemara is two mahalachim. One mahalach in the Gemara is that this is really a case of vadai of vadai. The chazaka that a chaver is not meiniach mitachas yad, the davreshen musukan is such a strong chazaka, is considered a vadai. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests that this case is a safek because it is possible to be marim ala tavua. It's possible to bring the tavua into the home in a way that there is going to be no chi of trumas and maises. Tosis over here comments that you get the impression that ordinarily the behemoth would not be allowed to eat the produce. Why not? What's the problem with the behemoth eating the produce? It's just the din of truma. I'm not a kohen. I can't eat truma. Why is my animal not allowed to eat truma? So Tysus develops the idea, which he says in many other places in Shas, that there's a halacha of hanushal kiloi, which is going to be usur, that truma is forbidden to get the type of benefit that you consume it completely. Hanosho kiloi is going to be usur. That's the yisod that Tosis develops. The Gemara then further questions, what are you telling me that ein safek motzi midei vadai? We know that once upon a time there was a shifcha in this place of Rimon and hitila nefel labar, and a certain kayin goes and he checks, is it a zachar in the cave, which is relevant for the Yemei Tum'ah, and the reason why he did this is because there is a chod on the Bairagalos, and therefore we assume that maybe the Nefal was consumed. So therefore it is going to be okay. It's Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai, right? That we know for sure that there is a Nefal, and then the Safik that maybe the Chodan Baradolos consumed it, that is Maitzi. So Zafi Gemara, no, you totally misunderstood. The case over there by the Shifcha, the pshat is that it's a suffix. We don't know for sure that the Shifcha was Matal and Nefa. We don't know. It could be it was, it could be it wasn't. Imtim Salomer it was, it could be it's a Zohar, it could be it's a Nekeva, etc. So therefore, the Kayan is checking whether there is a Nefa, there's no Nefa, and if there is a Nefa, whether it's a Suffix, whether it is a Zohar or a Nekeva. Consequently, because it's a case of a Suffix, so it's really a din of Suffix, Motzi, Mide Suffix. That's what the Gemara concludes. Now, Tosis has a comment over here with respect to this Shifcha. Tosis basically comments that this Kayan really had no Heter to be metame to the Nefel. There's a question in the Tosis whether the baby is the baby of the Shifcha, whether the baby is the baby of the mistress of the woman who owns her. But Bekirta Maisi, even if it is the baby of the mistress, the halacha is a kohen is not allowed to be metame to a Nefel. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavko Chavav points out from this whole discussion that we see that a kohen maybe can't be metame to the Nefel, but l'chaora they had to bury the Nefel, that the din is that a Nefel requires kavura. That's against the Agos Maimini. It's a long Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Chavav who proves in this sugya against the Agos Maimini. The end of the Taisa says that the Kayan is mamish, like a kohen shota, because even if a kohen is allowed to be metamin, that's only letzorech kavura. Over here, it is not letzorech hames, it's not letzorech kavura. That's two opinions on the Shulchan Aruch. When we assume that a kohen is allowed to be metamin, can the kohen, let's say, be a shomer on his dead relative? That's a further question. Two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that somehow the minig developed that people are lenient with respect to this case. The Gemara concludes, in the case of the shifcha and the animal, that the pshat over there is that we're nervous that the animal came and took the baby and brought the baby into its own little animal hole at the bottom. And maybe that's why there is more of a concern with respect to the tumah. We're not worried that the animal ate it, but maybe there is more of a concern le'inyan tumah. The Gemara then continues, if you're really worried, or you're not worried that Shemagira Cholda, so how come the halacha is, we learn later on, that the after Bedikas Chametz, the Chametz I want to eat tomorrow morning, let's say, I put away in a safe place. Why am I putting away in a safe place? Presumably because you're worried the Cholda is going to take it. I always say over here that we're not worried that the Cholda is going to take it. So the Gemara says, well, you know what? We're really worried over there. The fact that I have to be manichena betzina is because maybe the Cholda will take it bifaneinu. Or the second answer in the Gemara is that maybe you put out 10 pieces and you only find 9 pieces. Although as a matter of halacha, there's really no reason to put out the chametz when you do bedikas chametz, because the din of bedika is just to check for chametz and you don't have to find anything. There might be Kabbalistic reasons to put out 10 pieces, but there is a shtickel smuchim lekach from this Gemara that is why perhaps people leave chametz out. The people put chametz before the bedika, like the Gemara Sashim Shami Yaniach Eser B'Yimtza Teisha. Again, these are some of the highlights of Psachim Dav Test. Thank you for listening.